We're glad that you're here today, wishing you a joyous Christmas season and a good day tomorrow as we celebrate his birth. So let's stand this evening, if you're able, and we're going to have a short opening prayer to begin tonight. Welcome to everyone. Father, thank you once again for this wonderful day in the year of your Son, 2022. And we give thanks tonight, Lord, and today and always, that you sent your Son from his throne in heaven, Lord, where he had existed throughout all eternity, down here to this world, Lord, that was broken and racked with sin. You did that for one purpose only, because you loved us, Lord. You loved humanity that you created, that was broken in the Garden of Eden, and you sent your Son to remedy that. And he came willingly and was born in humble estate as the babe in the manger, the God-man, and went to the cross for our sakes, Lord, and died, paid the penalty for our sins with his blood, and, Lord, rose again on the third day. So tonight, Lord, we come to you with joy. Thank you for your goodness. Lord, may our homes all have joy in them tonight because of you and every day. And as we celebrate tomorrow, Lord, may we be a bit of that light that came into the world, that you came as, Lord, as the light of the world. May we reflect that in those that are around us today. May you be pleased and, Lord, glorified in what takes place here tonight. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Number 104, or it's on the screen, Joy to the World. Hopefully you do have joy tonight in your life over the things of Jesus. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains. Joy, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. As the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Praise God for the joy that he's brought through his Son Jesus. Tonight, if you'd join me, and we will stand on this if you're able, number 766, page 766, towards the back of your hymnal. This is a responsive reading that we traditionally use of the account of Luke's gospel and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will begin with the light face print, and I'll ask that you respond with the dark type. This is page 766. Responsive reading number 41. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
And this tax was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria.
And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
The story of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. At this time, we're going to go to page 105, O Come All Ye Faithful, another classic Christmas hymn. 105.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Let us adore him, O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, O sing all ye high hosts of heaven above. Glory to God all, glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Praise God. Well, it's our hope and prayer tonight that as we celebrate in these next days, but every day should be that kind of a celebration, that you'll be thankful tonight for what God has done. Remember this, though, on these nasty and cold days that we've had, there are a lot of people, not only that need shelter and are out in the cold, literally, but many as well that need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that are shut out in the cold. But there is room tonight, and Jesus is in, and I'm thankful for that. Please enjoy these days that you celebrate with your families, even yet tonight. Well, tonight, I want to say tonight, it's actually this afternoon, isn't it? And that's the other good news, as we think about the light of the world, we're headed for more light. And more than a couple days ago, and it won't be long that we'll come to realize a new season is upon us, and the days will begin to grow longer in their light, not very far from here. Tonight, though, I've entitled our short message, The Mission and Message of the Babe of Bethlehem. And so, fellow worshipers, tonight, I welcome you as we consider what Jesus has done for all of us. As we consider our humanity and the world around us, may we ponder the following. Now, this is a little tough, and I'm going to read it to you twice. The goal of affluence to obtain the perks of influence is opposed when the perks of influence are hindered by the lack of affluence to reach the goal. Now, that's a big mouthful, isn't it, tonight? I'll give it to you one more time, but then I'm going to give you the layman's version of that. The goal of affluence to obtain the perks of influence is opposed when the perks of influence are hindered by the lack of affluence to reach the goal. In plain speaking, things and situations in this world are determined unfairly by advantage or disadvantage. When you think about the situation we find ourselves in, when you think about the situation Jesus came into, when you think about what happened after the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, folks, what came about is an unfair and an unequal situation. It's a trying place to live in this world. If any of you don't believe that, if you had experience outside in the last couple of days, this is a hard place. But Jesus has a soft heart for you and I. In the few minutes we have together this Christmas Eve, I would like to focus on Jesus, the Babe of Bethlehem. And I pray that tonight and tomorrow as you celebrate, you'll take some time maybe to read Luke's Gospel in your homes again and remind everyone that's there of what this is all about. We want to examine, though, this afternoon his mission and his message to humanity as the great equalizer. This world is not fair. Some people have more advantage than others. Some have more affluence and influence than others. But let me tell you today, Jesus came for everyone. He's the great equalizer. And I'll explain that as I go along. Yes, the Bible is plain spoken that Jesus is no respecter of people. No, that doesn't mean just what it says, that Jesus doesn't have respect for anyone. By the way, he doesn't need to have respect for anyone because he's God and we're sinful man, but he does. But what that means in the scriptures is this: Jesus is not partial with people. He loves every soul. He's interested in every person in this auditorium tonight. Praise God. If your family has forsaken you, if your friends have forsaken you, if your job has forsaken you, if whatever is going on in your life and you're in a tough spot tonight, Jesus cares. And he's the great equalizer. He loves everyone. And he's never unfair. He never discriminates on terms of affluence or influence. Aren't you thankful for that tonight? Or the lack thereof. All people are equal at the foot of his cross. The needy. Very likely everyone in this room tonight has a warm place to live. You have food enough to eat. But you know, there could be someone in this room that's needy for things that are more important than that. And that's for Jesus. But I know this, much of our world, and there are people without, but much of our world has the comforts and the necessities of life. But if they are apart from Jesus, they're needy. Very needy. Well, his message was and is to the needy. His ministry is glory to God and goodwill toward men. Aren't you thankful tonight for his mission and his ministry? Jesus had a ministry that covered the economic and social stratas from shepherds to the magi and all in between. We've been studying, for those of you that are normally here at Fruitland, in the last 4 weeks about Jesus' journeys from cradle to grave. We plan to culminate that tomorrow at the cross, and we're going to see what was said at the cross. But the fact is, my friends, Jesus was there for and met with people from every strata of life, from people that had absolutely nothing, that were beggars, to people like the Magi, the intelligentsia of the Far East, and the shepherds, the ones that were out tending their sheep, and everyone in between. Tonight we read the Gospel of Luke, but I would like to read for you tonight Luke 2, 10 and 11, again as we study for just a moment. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." To all people. We read that earlier, but it uses the term all, meaning everyone. No one is left in or out. I don't know what all your circles of life have been and influence in your lives, but oftentimes there's a pecking order in how things go. Some people are always chosen, and some are always left out. But Jesus does not discriminate one way or another. He came for everyone. Aren't you thankful for that tonight? No one is left out. The Savior, the Deliverer, that's what Savior means, Deliverer. God's Messiah, Christ the Lord, came for all people. Luke 2:18 says this, "And all they that heard it," this is after the shepherds took this account back to those that they had influence about, "all they that heard it," in the King James it says, "wondered at those things." Have you ever pondered Jesus Christ? Have you ever come into a personal, in-depth relationship with Him and gotten to know Him really well? Not only as your Savior, but as your brother. He walks beside us all the way. And I'll tell you what, you can never be done growing in Jesus Christ. He will continue to feed you from His Word and from His walk that He has with you. My friends, He is interested in us tonight. I'm thankful for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. The shepherds took that good news, they spread it, and all that heard it marveled or wondered at His message, at the message. Jesus, Jesus means Jehovah saves, came to deliver us from our sin and paid our penalty in our place, that by our acceptance through faith, we might be saved or delivered. Hallelujah. Praise God. John 3:16 sums that up very well, along with the whole counsel of Scripture from cover to cover. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten," which means unique Son, the God-man, "that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish," perish meaning die eternally in a place called hell, "but have," tell me, "everlasting life, to be ever living with Him." He came for our sakes. Jesus' ministry was to bring glory to His Father and internal peace and goodwill toward men as the Prince of Peace, the giver of real joy. Tonight, if your joy is temporary, if your joy is not true, if your joy is not in depth, if it is not real, Jesus will give you true joy if you'll let go and let Him have control of your life. May I ask you today at the celebration of His coming if you have understood the message and the mission. Jesus has for you and all people to be able to declare mission, thank you, accomplished in you and me if we will accept it. Folks, there's no rigmarole or religion involving Jesus. It's a personal relationship. And what the Bible says over and over is we must truly believe not just that He existed, but that He died for my sins and your sins personally and rose again and receive that gift. Take the pass. That's how we're saved. I ask us all tonight too, as we prepare to conclude, have your needs been met in Jesus as a sinner? The Bible is very clear about that, that our sin, and only one sin, and all of us, it says, are sinners, is enough to condemn us to eternal hell apart from a deliverer, a rescuer. So the message that now is the appointed time of deliverance or salvation is there for all of us today. If you are not in a personal walk with Jesus, He wants that for you, and He says, now is the time. Today is the day to allow Him to deliver you. He wants to give you the gift. And I don't know, but I know there are some people that have been saved on Christmas Day because the message finally rang true and the Holy Spirit called them to be saved. I just implore you, friend, if you're here apart from Jesus tonight in a personal walk, make this the day you receive the gift. Make this the day you receive that gift. Ponder that message like Mary did and the shepherds, and receive it along with the real joy and peace it delivers. You know, Christmas Day at the gifts can be a temporary joy, but understand this, the day after Christmas, the return department has one of the busiest days. Sometimes it's even gone over Black Friday. Because people what? Tell me. They're not satisfied with their gifts. True. Believe me, I've worn a few ties, you know, that I got from dear Aunt Martha. I'm talking figuratively here. This is not one of them. But you know what? Kim has gotten after me. I've kept those ties because they came from a giving heart. I won't throw them away. Or other things like that, because they came for the right reason. Friends, don't throw away Jesus' gift tonight if you've never received it. And if you have received it, put it back up on a prominent place in your life and appreciate it and have joy tonight, tomorrow, and the rest of the 365 days a year. Real joy and peace is the gift that Jesus will give you today. Jesus is near to those who have a willing and a contrite heart to receive Him. And so tonight, from the Brown family to all of you, Merry Christmas, and thanks to Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Tonight, we're going to rise, if you're able. We have at least part of Silent Night up on the screen, but part of it may not be. We've had a little glitch, but 111 in your hymnals. But I'm going to start us out tonight. Several of you can come right up here. We'll encircle the auditorium, grab a candle, and we're going to pass the light. And, of course, this symbolizes tonight the light of the world. Oops. Yes, come on up and get a light here. There we go. Now, there's some symbolism in this, you know. And what this amounts to, it's like everyone that hears the gospel when the light of the world comes into their life. And we all have an opportunity to share that with others and pass that light. Yes, Kim? Yeah. Jason, if you'd want to turn off the lights, thank you. But remember, when Jesus came that night in Bethlehem, He came as the light of the world. And He came that we might be witnesses to that light and to bear that light as we accept it. He lights us as a burning candle for Him, but He symbolizes Himself as bringing light to a world that was dark. Now, has everyone gotten the light? Okay, we're working on that. Thank you for sharing. By the way, there's a lot of symbolism in this as you think about it. If people refuse to share the light, no lights are lit. And that light is the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, I think we're all lit. So let's go ahead and sing tonight. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon Virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace.
sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face. The dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend my light. With the angels let us sing alleluia to our King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Let's pray together. Our Father, thank you tonight for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you, Jesus, for willingly coming and obeying your Father to come and be the perfect sacrificial lamb for the sins of the world. Thank you, Jesus, that you've brought light into a dark world, light that can never be extinguished. We thank you that your light always overcomes darkness. And Lord, thank you for spreading that light to each and every one of us. Lord, may we take admonition tonight to be sure to give and to spread this news of your love to people around us, Lord, that another candle may be lit where someone receives you as Lord and Savior and has their sins forgiven and is bound for eternity with you in heaven for all time. We thank you, Lord, for that message tonight that you've given us. Oh, Lord, we pray for the homes of our nation and around this world that are dark tonight, that the light may shine in upon them. Now, Lord, as we go to celebrate your birth with our families, loved ones, and friends, I pray, Lord, that this would be a year of impactful ministry with your mission that you came for, Lord, and that we would again be willing to love people for your sake. Thank you, Jesus, that you don't discriminate against anyone, that you loved all people and still love them today. And we can leave here with confidence in that, Lord, and joy in our hearts. Lord, may you be the center of the days to come, each and every day, I pray, Lord. And thank you once again as for you that came in your incarnation as the babe in the manger. Now, Lord, bless us as we depart to celebrate your birth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good night, everyone. If you'd lay your candles in the tray when you leave,